I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Ukraine's USB security service is claiming responsibility for a bomb that killed a senior Russian general outside his apartment in Moscow Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, and he was killed by a bomb today, one day after Ukraine's security agency charged him with using banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A Ukrainian official says the country's security service carried out the attack, and the bomb, which was hidden in a scooter outside Kirillov's apartment building in Moscow, went off as the general left for his office. His assistant also was killed. Kirillov was under sanctions from several countries, including the UK and Canada, for his actions in Moscow's war in Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
Top officials from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have resumed their mediation efforts in recent weeks and reported greater willingness by Israel and Hamas to wrap up a ceasefire deal for Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a key concession, Hamas officials say they're prepared to show more flexibility on the timing of an Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza. Officials on both sides have cautioned that key details are still to be worked out, but there's a general sense of optimism that's been lacking for months. Hamas appears more isolated after Hezbollah's ceasefire with Israel, and Iran, a key backer of both militant groups, has suffered a number of setbacks, highlighted by the downfall of its close ally, Syria's Bashar Assad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Egyptian and Hamas officials said the agreement would take place in phases and include a halt in fighting, an exchange of captive Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, and a surge in aid for Gaza.